Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marie Dubuque is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's certified life coach and YouTube provocateur. I mean, she is all over the YouTube. She's got a magnificent... a burgeoning community of people following her there. I encourage you to go to youtube.com/Marie Dubuque, D-U-B-U-Q-U-E. Four U's in her last name there, ladies and gentlemen. So check that out. Marie, thanks again for being here. What do you do when you work at a place and there are people in the your workplace who doesn't like you, you don't like them, they're toxic to everybody? How do you deal with situations like that?
I know, and I get a lot of questions like that, Jim. And it goes beyond that even. People write in and they ask me, how do I deal with working with someone I absolutely can't stand? And it's a toxic relationship. And I tell them to be super polite, be distant, only talk about work-related things, nothing personal, because they'll use that as ammunition, and try to get away from them as much as you can. But my question for you is, what do you do as the boss? What do you do? You act like the principal, like the teacher, like keep them away from each other?
We hate these kinds of things because it's like, you know, it's like separating your 7-year-old and your 8-year-old, right? And you don't know who's to blame, and so you just whip both of them, right? So in the old days, you just whip. In the old days, you could get away with it, right? You just whip both of them, but no, it's really sad to see this happen in a business, and sometimes what you've got to figure out when you're the boss is, okay, how much of this is whining? How much of this is the complainer needs to grow up? And how much of it is it? Do I have a real toxic problem where this person that they're complaining about is creating a problem? And so what you do is you check the position of the person that's being complained about, and you find out if anybody else has a problem with them. And when they if you find out that they don't, and it's just this one person, then you say, okay, who's more important to the company? And then you make that decision. If the person that's not liked by this other person is more important to the company, then you tell the other person, well, this is a very important person to our company. Why don't you try to, you know, get along a little bit better? You know, but also you make sure that the other person isn't bullying them, because there are times, Marie, you've seen this yourself, when two people just don't get along. And if the person being complained about is a position of authority, you know, they could be. I've seen one-off cases of bullying before, haven't you?
Oh my gosh, and it's very upsetting, because the whole productivity, the whole area goes down because of this one person. It's just the toxicity just implodes.
If it's that person's fault. But then you could also go to that person and say, look, I've had a complaint. Why don't you just try to, you know, you've been around longer than these other people have. I'd like for you to be a leader. Try to be a little less caustic with these people, right?
Right, and take the high road. I would say take the high road, and then this person's true color will come out. Because like you said, if this person really is a bully and a toxic person, then everyone else will notice it at some point. It won't be just you. And so then you're going to look bad. You're going to look like, oh, you can't get along with people unless you take the high road and just let them derail themselves.
One of the things that's probably a challenge in a lot of workplaces these days is older managers dealing with Gen X, well, primarily Gen Y employees, the new 20-somethings coming on board, a 50-something, maybe even a 60-something manager dealing with the young kids, I can see where there would be a lot of conflict in that, potential for conflict in those situations. What do you think?
And you know what? Yeah, and you know what's really troubling is there's a lot of jealousy. And it's jealousy of, say, the 50-year-old is jealous of the 20-something.
Really?
Because they're young, they're energetic.
Oh, yeah, I hate them for that. But what else?
Yeah. Right, and then they look at him like, oh, you think you're so great. And that's, okay, that's the part of the 20-somethings, because they are somewhat egomaniacal?
Yeah.
Because they are. I see it in them. I see it. They're, oh, like, I can do this, and I know that, and you know nothing. And again, we get back to technology.
Mm-hmm.
You are so untechnical, and I know everything.
It's a challenge.
Move aside and let me go, you know?
This is real. These are real challenges right now. And I've never seen as much of a disparity in the way the generations look at life in the market, in the workplaces we have right now.
Oh, I know. And you know what, though? They can take lessons, these 20-somethings, from the 50- and 60-year-olds.
Yeah.
Customer
especially,
communication.
Yeah, especially that part.
Communication with everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they can learn.
They can't do it.
But so can the older people learn from the younger people. There's some things that my young folks have taught me. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all...
That's for another show.
We're not going to get out of this thing alive. We're going to have to get along, I think. Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. Put that name on the end of YouTube.com and you'll find her outstanding work. Marie, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you. Bye,
Quick
Jim.
Break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.